Kona Barbering and Cosmetology Board Meeting of October 20th, 2023. I'd like to invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, so we have a roll call of board members.
For board members, we have Terry Pately.
Here.
Marshall Knopf.
Present.
Randy Flores. Nick Grisman. Trustee Committee Member, here. Tracy Mayfield.
Here.
Brandon McFadden.
Present.
Dave Turrentine.
Here.
Okay, for board staff, we have Frank McGowan.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Present.
Rudy Moreno.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Carlos Carranza.
Present.
Isabella Wiarski. Present. As in Heather Sanabria, myself. For investigator, we have Helen Bordalo.
Here.
Lisa Chavez.
Here.
Keegan McConnell.
Here.
Alexandra Hill.
Here.
Kathy Bergeron.
Here.
And then we also have Ray Devine, our IT, and then Amelia Heredia is out front. For legal counsel, we have Shaman Monahan.
Present.
All right.
Thank you.
Goodman. Goodman's present.
Thank you, Nick.
I will be okay. All right, next item up is board business. Board may vote to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to ARS 38 or 31.03. A1, or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3. Next thing up is discussion, consideration, and possible action on approval of the regular board minutes for the September 15th, 2023 meeting. Do we have a motion regarding those minutes?
Move that we approve the regular board minute for September 15th, 2023.
Do we have a second?
Second, Marshall Knopf.
We have a motion to second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we approve the minute. Next item up, discussion, consideration, possible action, approval of confidential executive session minutes for the September 15th, 2023 meeting. In your information, everyone has a copy of that. We have a motion regarding that. Those minutes?
No.
That's just that folder there.
Oh, I just have one?
Yep.
All right, well, we'll share.
It's always hard on that confidential.
Yeah.
Taste.
All right, now you all seem to have a motion regarding this matter.
I move that we approve the confidential executive session meeting minutes from September 15th, 2023.
Second, motion is second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimously, we pass that. Next item up is C, board member declaration of conflicts of interest. Does any board member have a conflict of interest? Right, hearing none, we'll assume there are no conflicts and move on. D, welcoming barber and cosmetology students and instructors. I believe we have a few schools out here today. Would you like to introduce yourself, maybe coming across this direction?
Gateway Community College. I have a fellow peer colleague instructor, and I have a few students that are with me today.
Right.
Kirkland Barber College.
Morning, Brandon. Chief of Academy of Health Technology, Phoenix, and we put a number of students and our instructors.
And welcome.
The invitation of the show.
We appreciate y'all coming. We think it's important for the students particularly to see us and realize we're not monsters. I think most of us, I don't know, hardest. So, no, but we want to support you. We want you to do well in your businesses. We want you to be successful. And we really want you to protect the public. So that's really our whole reason for being here, is to make sure that the public protects it, and we protect the public by helping you to be well-educated, to helping you to make good decisions, and supporting you as you move through your career. So we are on your side, not the other side. So, good. Thank you again for coming. We appreciate the instructors coming, because we need your support, and you all know that. More the better. Thank you. Next up, we have item four, the Executive Director Report. Mr. McGolly, do you have a few things to tell about that?
Oh, just a few. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board, and members of the public. As I have been trying very hard to do is to focus on the good, and we have a lot of really great things going on right now, particularly over since our last board meeting. We have three items that I wanted to share with everybody. I'm very excited to share that our very own Jessica Carranza has been promoted to the position of Customer Service Unit Supervisor. Jessica has been with BCB for a little over a year, has been the customer service lead since last December, and has proven her capabilities to fully lead the customer care team. Please join me in congratulating Jessica, who's joined us in the room today. Next up, I do want to share that we received two very positive Google reviews since our last board meeting, one of which specifically calls out Lakeisha Coleman, licensing specialist, for her support in providing technical support to getting a license renewed in the barber system. I'm excited to share, I'm also excited to share that with these positive reviews, we have increased our Google rating from 2.7 to 2.8. These are small steps, but mighty steps in the right direction of achieving my vision for world-class customer care. Finally, on Monday, I had the great pleasure of attending and presenting at the Northland Pioneer College Advisory Board meeting. With about 40 people in attendance, I was able to provide an update on the incredible progress this team has made in the last 18 months, as well as a legislative update on bills that take effect at the end of the month. The meeting went well, and I look forward to continued opportunities to attend and speak at industry events in the future. Next up is our financial update for the month of September. Those numbers are there. As always, the full financial report is available for you in your board file. I think of importance, the fund balance ended the month of September at $15,451,189. Which is an increase over the beginning of the year. But as I shared and will continue to share every month, this is a very heavy renewal year, that off year for us. So I do anticipate that we will see the board fund increase this year, not decrease as it did last year. Through September, which is 25% of the calendar year, we are approximately 37% expended to our appropriation. That is a high percentage, but that is because we had a very hefty IT bill that was due in the first quarter of the year, which actually got paid on September 30th. So that's why it's that high percentage for this month. So it'll level off now moving forward. Next up is our testing data update. We did test in the month of September 437 candidates in that written practical format with an average passing rate of 68%. It is very important to note that that average passing rate is extremely skewed by one test in one category, which was a failure. Unfortunately, it was a Spanish testing situation where there was in a category where one person tested and that person unfortunately didn't pass, and therefore it completely skews that average passing rate. So if I were to remove that one piece, our average passing rate would be in its normal range at 82%. Additionally, we had 487 candidates, we have 487 candidates scheduled date to test from October 17th to February 21st. 219 of those are written practicals, six Cosmo, two aesthetics, and one barber written practical will be in Spanish during that period of time. The 17th, of course, more gets scheduled every 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And 268 of those are the theory-based test. What I did not put on here, and I do want to, and it just literally just popped into my head, next Friday is the NIC executive director's meeting and executive board meeting. I will be in attendance at the board meeting presenting our request to transition the instructor and hairstyling practical exams to the written practical format. That's something we as the board agreed to early this year. I submitted it in writing to them and they asked me to present it in person at their board meeting next Friday. So I will be doing that next Friday. I will attempt to use my powers of persuasion to not only get them to approve that, but make it happen as quickly as possible. Our licensing update for the month of September, everything remains well within our target. Our new exam applications continue to be issued, completed. Again, I want to make sure I say completed. The completed applications continue to be turned around in one day. Our establishment applications for the month of September were turned around in 8 days, and our reciprocity applications were turned around in 12 days. Remember, it's important to note on the reciprocity applications, there's a lot of back and forth. So the fact that we're at 12 days is a testament to our ongoing communication with the applicants to ensure that they achieve their licensure. You can also see on the screen that we do still continue to have incomplete applications, but we continue to make improvements when and where we can to drive that number down as low as we can. Next up is our customer care update. For the month of September, we received 2,751 phone calls, answered phone calls into the customer care line. Our average wait time was 12 minutes, just shy of 13 minutes at 12 minutes and 57 seconds. And our handle time was 4 minutes and 51 seconds. Unfortunately, our interaction time, which is the combination of wait time and handle time, does remain high, and it did go into the red territory this month. We knew that was going to happen. We planned for that, or we expected that to happen, I should say, as a result of a continued absence of one of our staff members, a difficulty finding a temp to do that, which we have now done. It was very much expected, and in my opinion, okay, that we were in the red for the month of September. Based on what I thought for the first 2 weeks of October, I expect that we are going to be beyond pleased with the October numbers, at least if the first 2 weeks hold through for the rest of the month. Again, that target of 10-minute interaction time was my one-year goal, so I hope to be regularly achieving that 10 minutes by July of 24, which is quickly approaching, but that is a longer-term goal. And I just will remind the board and the public, in March of 2022, that average wait time was 40 minutes. So the fact that we're at that 18-minute mark, it's still considerably better than it was at that time. Our email inbox, we received 545 email inquiries, all of which were responded to within less than 24 hours. A new stat that I'm including in my report this month, since we completed the first quarter of the fiscal year, is that we had an average daily call volume of 144 calls a day. And so on average, that customer care team, now officially led by Jessica, is taking 144 calls a day. I do want to dive into the customer care team just a little bit more this month, because they are truly the unsung heroes of this organization. They take 150 calls a day. They are treated, in some instances, are treated very poorly by our licensees. Significant disrespect, vulgar language, and they continue to come to work every day, mostly with a smile on their face, with a desire to achieve our vision of world-class customer care within this organization. So I do want to just give that public shout out to that team, particularly with their leader in the room this morning, that we appreciate them. We know that their job is difficult. And I will just say publicly that every single one of those phone calls is recorded. And there have been many situations where I have had to listen to phone calls, where I have listened to my team be treated extremely poorly by people calling into this office. And I told the team, and I will say it publicly and to the board this morning, that if at any point it goes too far, they have been instructed to simply say, I am now ending this call. You can please return the call when you can be respectful, and they can hang up those calls, because I will not allow for our team to be treated that way in any instance, whether it's the customer care team, whether it's an investigator in an establishment, but I will not allow for them to be treated like that. So I want them to know that I have their back. I need the public to understand that respect will get you a lot further than vulgar language and disrespect with this team. So again, thank you, customer care team, for your hard work and diligence in achieving our vision. Our compliance update for the month of August, we received 56 consumer complaints. 38% of those were with merit and assigned to an investigator for investigation. Additionally, 324 inspections were conducted in the month of August, actually it's September, and I just realized there's an error at the top of my slide that should say September. That again, with a 91% compliance rate for the month of September. So very pleased that we continue to partner with establishments, provide education, and are driving that compliance rate as high as possible, knowing that it's never going to be perfect, but that we would prefer to partner and educate. On top of that, in the month of September, 28 investigations were conducted. And just by way of perspective, they on average are doing 3 days a week of inspections, if we accept board week. And the goal is that they do 8 inspections a day. And that was actually achieved in the month of September based on those numbers. A quick update by way of rulemaking. Since the last board meeting, the public comment period has opened, and that information is available on our webpage. The oral proceedings are scheduled for next Thursday, the 26th at 10 a.m. in Boardroom B. The notice of final rules we hope to be issued in the month of November so that we can get on the GIRC schedule for December, although that we get governor's office approval to send to GIRC in December, so that we can hopefully present our case for updated rules at one of the January GIRC meetings. And if we get that approval in January, the Secretary of State's office has 60 days to issue those rules. Thank you, Kelly, to issue those rules formally. So we continue to make progress on that, and we're getting excited to have rules 1.0 under our belt early next year. Legislative subcommittee, we had our first meeting on October 6th. I have to say, I'm very proud of that legislative subcommittee. They came to the meeting prepared. They came to the meeting ready for discussion. They elected is probably a strong word, but they have a leader in Kathy from Studio Academy of Beauty who is driving that meeting, having very productive conversations. And so my sincere appreciation for those that subcommittee for coming to the meeting prepared. As a result of that, I would say we got 80% through in the first 90-minute meeting. So our second and hopefully final meeting will be on Monday morning at 9 a.m., and where we had 2 items that were tables for additional consideration and thought. And we had to seek some legal advice on one of the items as well. And we had one last item. It was kind of a lengthy item, but one additional item. So I fully anticipate that we will be completed on Monday, and that subcommittee can make their formal recommendation to the board at the November meeting so that we can then start that process of identifying a champion across the street for proposed statutes. Yep. Our next meetings are November 7th. Our next meeting is November 17th at 9 a.m. You will see all of the scheduled meetings through April on this slide now. And with that, Mr. Chair, I will turn it back to you.
Great. Nicely done. A lot of good progress. A few things in there for the audience. We apparently need more reviews. Take a minute, say it's on the night, so we need to get up a little higher at 2.8. Not exactly what we want to be. So.
I will, so with that said, Mr. Chair, I will say that we are a little bit higher than a handful of our peer regulatory organizations. So.
I don't want to be king of the midgets. I want to be better. We are, and you can hear from that, a few things I think might help to help our explanation. The rules we were talking about, we've been working on for a long time. It's actually a rule volume reduction. I mean, the good way of looking at it. We're looking for what has evolved over time to cause state government to potentially be involved in things they shouldn't be in your business. And we're taking those out so that we stick to our mission and so that we are more support to you and we're not in place we shouldn't be. So these are very good progress pieces. The legislative things he spoke of really have mostly to do with the merging of the two boards so that we have a single set of rules. So it's all very strong progress and things that will help you during your career. All right, so moving on, we're doing some complaint review already. Where are we time-wise? Oh man, we're straight. So we have a 4 minute, I believe, 9:30, isn't it?
Sure. Well, actually you can go into consent agenda number 5A. We're gonna be good to go time-wise.
Perfect. Rosa, will you have the text?
And then step one?
Yeah, 5A. The application denial.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I have step 1A recommended application denial. I have one. 985-7 Kim Shui Ho, Nail Technology Examination Applications, and the applicant is present. And this is, and she needs to interpret, and the interpreter is also present. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and ask.
Yeah, we might go. That's what we're doing. All right, so let's go ahead and call back Kate do we have any testimony that's Kate's from staff? That we didn't.
I would be content then. Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and swear staff in. So we can do that. Do we want to do that? Okay. You want to swear the staff in because we're going to go here in case.
Mr. Chair, do you typically swear in the staff as the chair?
I can do that. I thought we called him by name now. No,
but you do it.
All right. All right. Well, then, do I have a script for that?
Yes.
My assistant here keeps me going in the right direction. All right. Well, here we go. Every great man needs help, right?
I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. I need it. All right. So we will do wearing the other staff at this point. So at this time, I'll swear our staff members who were just signed today. The following compliance team members, please stand and raise your right hand. Rosa Rodriguez, Helen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexander Hill, Kathy Bergeron. You swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Helen Bordelon.
I do, Alexander Hill.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
And I do, Keegan McConnell.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. So now let's go back to our case and let's call committee papers. Call our case number 98527, Kim Chi Ho, on nail examination and apparently an interpreter. Would you come forward, please? Up to these chairs. Good morning. Before you set, do you swear or affirm that testimony of David and truth and all groups?
Yes, I do.
And state your name. Thank you. Please have a seat.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, the interpreter has been hired and provided by the board.
Okay. All right. So would you review this case, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, usually the applicant, when we do a denial, they hardly never show up. But on this time, she did request to be present to review the application. So on September 14, 2023, the applicant Kim Chi Ho submitted an examination application for nail technology. In her application, she stated that she has been licensed, if she had been licensed in a different state or foreign country, and she indicated that she was, had been licensed in Puerto Rico. On March 2029, applicant took both theory and practical examinations and passed. She also submitted a certification of graduation from Turning Point Beauty College, indicating a completion of 600 hours, and her graduation date was February the 8th of 2019. Applicants have been denied licensure twice. On October 19, 2018, case number 93728, and on April 19, 2019, case number 95061, for submitting fraudulent documentation to the board.
Okay. The fraudulent documentation is sure.
On April 27, 2018, board office received a nail technology reciprocity application from King Chi Kipo.
Yes,
On May 4th, 2018, a certification firm was received from Puerto Rico certifying applicant Kim Chase Hope is duly licensed as a certified nail manicurist and pedicurist specialist with permanent license number 10479 issued on December 17, 2019. I apologize, 2010.
Yes, yeah, sir. It's finished the course, 600 hours. And see, it's trying to get the exams, but they refused.
On August 10th, on August 10th, 2018, the board office received via email from Tonya Lopez, representative of Puerto Rico Board of Cosmetology, certifying that the certification previously submitted by the applicant was fraudulent. Applicant was not registered as a certified cosmetologist, and the proof of license provided was for was issued to Miriam M. Rodriguez on June 6, 1971, license number 10479. According to Sonia Lopez, the certification that was mailed to the Arizona State Board of Cosmetology on May 4th, 2018 listed her, Sonia, as the person preparing the certification, which was false. It also listed Director Carmen A. Barrera Perez certifying the applicant hours had been submitted with Puerto Rico was not the director for over 5 years. The current director was Miriam E. Cortina, and all the information, all the documentation is in your folder. The application, the certification that was sent out from Puerto Rico.
Okay. I had an opportunity to review the complaint.
Yeah. We haven't done it yet. Yes, because I, when I first came to America, I didn't understand English. I didn't know the rule. And I did purchase the, unfortunately, the from the like license. So I, after that, I realized that. So I took the course. So like I took like $600 to get the, hopefully I could pass the license and exam. So that's what I did. Yes, I just hope that I could get the license to be able to work because I have three kids right now and I don't know what else to do besides doing the getting the license and use of work.
We have record of her taking this course at Turning Point and passing it.
We do have the certification.
And also the testing.
Yes. She did pass both of the hearings.
Does the board have any questions?
Yeah, so she was denied because it was a fraudulent application and now she has gone to school?
Yeah, after that she went to Turning Point. And could we do the 600 hours that is required to get a nail technology license? She took her practical and theory, and she passed both.
From the perspective, we've had probably 8 or 9 cases where people have purchased licenses with some of the employer reason.
And she did the
Prior to understand the system.
But now she does, and she did those.
That's right. Okay. Any other questions from board?
Is the reason for the recommended denial of that there's just leftover that from the first cases where there was did that like bar her from ever being able to get a license? No,
it's up to you. Just taking into consideration what she's done since then and the 2 denials based on that act already and whether you took that position or whether you think that you need to continue to deny based on the information.
And she passed everything, flying color.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be 600 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah.
Other discussion? No. Do we have a motion regarding this case?
I would move that we grant her licensure. She had some issues in the past, seems like she picked them. I don't think there's any way for us to know whether or not she knew that she was purchasing a fraudulent license or what situation was, but she seems like she's gone through the right step now, and I would support her.
Okay. You have a second? A second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, unanimously we agree that she's cleaned up her mess and we're going to issue your license.
Yes, she paid. Did she pay the?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Goodman, and I know being virtual sometimes makes it harder. I would request that after we have a motion and a second, that we have discussion. That's the time that we can actually discuss the motion. So, you know, I had a comment. It's now passed. We've approved her. But anyway, thank you.
All right. So you'd like a discussion after the motion in addition to the discussion before the motion? Is that right?
I It's my minimal understanding of Robert's rule that you actually discuss the motion on the table. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. All right. But in this case, finish your forms if you haven't already, pay your fees, get your license issued. All right. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
So should I apply for, fill out the form here, or should I wait for them to send it?
I think it's all online.
He already submitted the application. All we need to do is approve it and then we'll say, okay.
Make sure you understand the wait till she has the license.
Yeah, she'll rush, you know.
Good luck in your career.
Step 1D, recommended dismissal. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, all cases listed on step 1B, recommended dismissal, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Okay, any discussion for the board? Kate, did you want to review? A motion from the board regarding the dismissal.
Ms. Mongleffer moved that we accept that recommendation under step 1B, recommended dismissal.
Second, Morrison Lux.
All right, a motion and a second. Do we have any discussions? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we approve the dismissal.
Step 1C, non-disciplinary letters of concern. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under step 1C, recommended non-disciplinary letters of concern have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations, particularly non-disciplinary ones.
Any discussion from the board by the case of C? Any questions? Any motion?
Ms. Mongleffer moved that we accept staff recommendations under step 1C, recommended non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Second, Morrison Lux.
The motion is second. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, we unanimously accept step C.
Step 1D, recommended informal interview with negotiation term. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under step 1D, recommended for informal interview with negotiation term, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations to take other non-disciplinary action.
Regarding step D, informal interview, do we have any questions from the board about any of the cases listed here? Any additional information anyone wants? Any discussion of any of the cases in this section? Hearing none, do I have a motion regarding this? Yep.
Mongleffer moved that we accept staff recommendations under step 1D for recommended informal interview or negotiation terms.
Second, Morrison Lux.
Do we have any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? We accept staff recommendations for all of those cases.
Excuse me, have you guys gotten to Die For Northwest?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Have you gotten to Die For Northwest?
No, Die For Northwest, apparently not.
Okay.
Okay. F6, items for board review, discussion, possible action. Time is okay. The board may go to executive session with the person obtaining legal advice from the board's attorney on any of the agenda items under step 3 pursuant to ARS 38431.03A3. The board may vote to go into executive session to discuss and consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that's confidential by state or federal law on all agenda items under step 3 pursuant to ARS 38431.03A2. First case is A, which is a discussion, review, possible action on random inspection with board order. Our case number 97526 and 97527. Do you have information about that case?
Yes. At the March 24, 2023 board meeting, a representative of the LLC, Mr. Michael Dang, appeared involuntarily to answer questions asked by the board. The board moved to issue a disciplinary letter of concern and to be placed on a 6-month probationary period with random inspections being conducted. Also, for member Hope Dang to complete the infection protection of FAB and to submit proof of the 9 days of the issued letter. She did not comply. Board staff also emailed her, reminding her of the completion of the class, and we didn't receive a response. I did receive a response from Mr. Tiger Dang asking if someone else could take the class. I did respond to him that he was a member that had represented the LLC at the time of the interview. And he also requested to how to remove Ms. Hope from the LLC. I just directed him to the Arizona Corporate Commission. And then on August 23rd, 2023, is Kathy Bergeron, the investigator assigned to the case. She went and conducted her random inspection, and she will be reporting her findings.
Good morning, Ms. Magley, and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On August 30th, 2023, I conducted a re-inspection of the block to Mr. Manager Tiger Dang. During the inspection, I identified the following health and safety violation. Excuse me, nail file buffers and a license deed. Hugh Kim Nu Dang was operating at the time of the reinspection and did not have her personal license posted. And you will see in the photograph attached to the report. I did verify that she did have a license, the 519-000-321-00725. It is a good license. It expires August 31st of 2024. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Okay, so licensing wise, she didn't have it posted, which is a violation, but she was licensed. Okay. And sanitation had one item, basically.
They had used mail files and buffers, and I
just. They'd use one, then what's a clean one?
It was in a drawer, it was in the county card.
Okay. Do you have questions from the board?
And they were already on probation.
Has anybody from the company taken the course yet?
No.
Thoughts?
What is the protocol for removing
license? We can do that based on violation. We can call them in and have them come explain to us what they're doing. Now they don't understand whatever it is, or we can do whatever we want.
So they're not going to say what those people are going to work on?
They're not. They wear something today. Would you like to see that?
I guess I'm sure what the question is. So, yeah,
what we do, they violated their probation. Do we think it's significant enough to take your license, or do we need to see if we can communicate better?
So, Mr.
Yeah, I can send the attention what they have today.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I would maybe point to our legal counsel this morning because he has a couple of nuggets of wisdom for
you. Yeah, you have basically non-compliance board order, so you can move that matter forward to a formal hearing for non-compliance board order. At that time, you can speak to the individual and decide if you want to take further action.
Makes sense. Yeah. My question was really, do we feel like these infractions are significant enough to move towards closure? Or do we want to see if they just don't get it?
I would.
This is.
Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, thanks. I was just going to say, if the licensee didn't meet the terms of the probation, we should proceed. We need to hold those that have probation accountable, and that'd be a great opportunity for the licensee to explain why they couldn't comply.
Okay.
Yeah, I would move that we bring the licensee in for a formal hearing.
Move it to a formal hearing?
To discuss the non-compliance with court order.
I would check that.
All right. So we're going to make that a motion? And you're going to second that motion? All right, so we have a motion and seconds to move this case number 97526 to 97537 to a formal hearing. Do we have any other discussion?
Second on that motion, please. Who's my daughter?
And Tracy.
Thanks, ma'am.
All right. So any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously move cases number 97526, 97527 to a formal hearing. Thank you. All right, we're next up for formal interviews. Yep. Ready? All right, so we're moving to the next section. The next section is the informal interview section. It is now 9:53 on October 20th, 2023. Time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32-573. My name is Board Chairman Gary Begley. The other board members now will introduce themselves and indicate whether they are a public or professional member. For that part.
Morris Lennox, vice chair, professional member.
Tracy Mayfield, treasurer, cosmetologist.
Brandon McFadden, professional.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Nick Goodman, public member.
James, are you there?
Yep, Chase Turrentine, public member.
Thank you all. Also president of the board's executive director, Frank Magali, and the board's attorney, Seamus Monahan, from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. Did I get that close?
You got it, great.
Thank you.